Text numéro 41. Iceland is the best place in the world to be a woman. 1, 2, 3, Rebecca counts. She hangs on determinedly. When she reaches 10, she jumps to the ground. I'm strong, she shouts proudly. It's an ordinary morning for this single-sex class of 3-year-olds at a nursery school in Reykjavik. The school's founder tells me, we are training our girls to use their voice. We are training them in physical strength. We are training them in courage. It's a fascinating approach to education. For the past 6 years, Iceland has topped the World Economic Forum Gender Gap Index. The Economist recently named Iceland the world's best place for working women. In comparison, the UK came in at number 24. What are the reasons for this gender success story? History may provide us with clues. In 1970, tens of thousands of women had protested on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. In the UK that same year, 20,000 women marched in Leeds against discriminatory wages. But what made Iceland's day of protest on the 24th of October 1975 so effective was the number of women who participated. 90% of Iceland's female population went on all-out professional and domestic strike. Teachers, nurses, office workers, housewives put down tools and didn't go to work, provide childcare or even cook in their kitchens. All to prove how indispensable they were and wanted more equality. Grassroots activism at such a scale, unsurprisingly, had a significant material impact. Within 5 years, the country had the world's first democratically elected female president, Vigdis Finnbogadottir. Now in her 80s, this steely-eyed powerhouse tells me of the impact that day of protest had on her own career trajectory. Other landmarks soon followed. In 2000, parental leave legislation came into effect. Every person I spoke to highlighted this moment as key to Iceland's march to the top of the gender equality table. Today, every parent receives 3 months' paid leave that is non-transferable. Parents then have an additional 3 months to share as they like. Yet, women I met on my journey were also clear that the country has a long way to go. They still have less economic power than men. Only 22% of managers are women. Only 30% of experts on TV are women. And women still earn around 14% less than men. The Icelandic government has pledged to close the gender pay gap by 2022. And the women of the country continue to be highly organised and socially aware. History teaches us that progress doesn't come about in a vacuum, and that grassroots pressure plus investment in politics is a very powerful catalyst for change. In Iceland, it seems that they have both, in spades. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2016.